And welcome back to the week's Jimmy Boy La.
It's me, Joe.
We're here to talk about something interesting that Joe had brought up to me once, and I thought it'd be a really good idea for an episode. Joe, when did you tell people what we're talking about today?
Oh, okay. You know, I was browsing the internet like you normally do, and a big discussion came up. I don't exactly remember what anime it was.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was, I think, that new one with the, you know, the deer god, right?
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah, like,
yeah, that one's cute.
Yeah, it's a cute, dumb, you know, fun, like, comedy show, right? But I think there was a bit of a controversy when it came to the subtitling of it. Because, you know, granted, again, this is just me just trying to remember. I don't think I ever, like, bookmarked the specific page or whatever that talked about it, but...
Yeah,
you know, it was come to light that supposedly that the subtitles were being done with AI, you know, like straight up like...
Ah, yes, our old friend AI.
Yeah, you know, just more or less of like, hey, just machine learning translation stuff, you know, that sort of thing. Not being done by an actual person, but just like a more advanced Google Translate, basically.
Yeah.
So, you know, that sort of,
And to be fair, whenever you hear the word AI, it just automatically just does not bring good, you know, people are going to react in a very negative way.
Well, yeah, especially considering how the rise of, say, AI art and stuff has sort of really, really, you know, made that sort of a whole negative topic, right?
Yeah. You can't really escape it, and you can't really escape people trying to use AI. So it trying to be like a translator kind of already is like a big issue. It already can be an issue because we've already had it with like the Scarlett Johansson stuff.
Right, I believe, what was it?
I was looking at some ChatGPT kind of thing.
They wanted to use her voice.
Yeah.
And then she said no, but then they did it anyway.
Yeah.
So you know.
Yeah. So you really can't really escape the stuff with AI. But no, this is a very interesting one. I've heard about it, and I never really thought we would be in that sort of situation.
Well, yeah, because you know it's the main sort of discussion that sort of came about of it was more sort of like obviously translating stuff from Japanese to English, you know. Can be difficult because there's a lot of Japanese words that don't necessarily have an English equivalent, you know, that sort of thing. And, you know, it just became a larger topic of just translating and localization when it comes to different mediums, right? You know, because, I mean, you know, the long history of anime in the U.S. has always been sort of, you know, like just kind of throwing out like the actual translations and just sort of making up your own story kind of thing.
Yeah, there's been a lot of that kind of stuff, and a lot of it does come from, like, just weird translations and trying to, like, make it more fit into the country that it's dubbing for, or, like, translating for, but I think that's probably the better one to go with.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, this is, like, part of the main reason why we still have these sort of sub versus dub debates in the anime community, right? Because it's like, it's a holdover of all the times that whenever anime was brought over to the U.S., say, pre-early 2000s.
Yeah.
A lot of it was just sort of...
Even way back before then, you gotta remember the whole Speed Racer stuff. And, like, even the Astro Boy, when you go and read, like, Astro Boy as the original stuff, there's a lot of, like, changes to it. There's a lot of, especially, like, namings, really, because Pluto, the anime that's on Netflix right now, which I highly recommend, is a really good anime. The main, it's basically, it's an arc from Astro Boy, but they kind of, like, modernized it, made it sort of like a whodunit kind of stuff. Mm. And, but they keep some of the names intact. For example, Astro Boy's real name is Adam. You know, Adam, like ATOM, but, you know, to play on words, Adam, like the first. You know, kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. The first machine, kind of stuff. But yeah, no, there's always been stuff like that, and if you really think about it. But this is a different kind of situation entirely, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, because it's like, alright. Because, I mean, obviously, it's a whole jobs thing at the end of the day when it comes to, like, a major company. reportedly using AI translations instead of hiring an actual company to translate, you know, shows into, you know, like the subtitles, right? Making them accurate English translations and stuff. You know, that sort of about a whole, you know, controversy of like, is this right? You know, people could be losing their jobs, and then obviously other people who are like, well, you know, I don't really like a lot of these people making these translation changes or, you know, stuff into anime, right? Because there have been, you know, I mean, obviously, like we said before, you know, there's a lot of examples. I mean, heck, if you've heard the name 4Kids before, you know exactly what I think a lot of people talk about when it comes to, like, companies, especially in America, making changes to anime to fit, like you said earlier, that country, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the infamous jelly donut line from Pokemon,
no, it's,
right?
Yeah, it's a rice ball.
Yeah, it's a rice ball, but obviously, you know, people don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's changes like that, you know, like, I mean, these are funny, right? Like, when
they're funny, but, like, just really weird.
Yeah, because, I mean, even as a kid, right, when
you kind of knew it was Japanese.
Yeah.
There's something about it. I'm only speaking for myself. Like, I knew this is, like, in Japan. Something about it just didn't seem like this was made in the U.S.
Yeah, because, I mean,
I don't know what it is.
When I was a kid, right?
Yeah.
You know, hearing that line and just going, like, well, I've never seen a donut look like that.
Mm-hmm. That's donut like, holes, maybe.
Yeah, I'm like, well, that doesn't seem right at all. You know, it's a lot of those sorts of things where you kind of like, I mean, heck, even like, I mean, granted, Power Rangers isn't necessarily part of the conversation because, you know, if you know the history of Power Rangers, right, you know, like, that's a completely different, like, whole situation.
It's localization, and at the end of the day, that's kind of like what the issue with some people have with some of this stuff.
Yeah, because there is a good chunk of, I feel like, anime fans that want a sort of pure, unfiltered experience of that medium, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, even when it's like a slight word change, like, I think people were losing their minds over that Nagatoro anime. I think I remember seeing people be kind of annoyed with the subtitling where she says sus or something.
Oh, yeah. I do, like, remember something like that.
You know, and it's like, that's not a thing Japanese people say or whatever. Like, you know, and it's like, you know, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, you know, it's, you know, it's a fine line when it comes to translation and localization, right?
So, like, I'm usually kind of okay with it, mostly because in my mind, it kind of depends on the translation and, like, the equivalent of it, right? Like, what's the closest thing to be, whether that's exactly what the word is saying in this other language, right? So, like, I speak Spanish, right?
Yeah.
There are certain words in Spanish that I cannot translate in English because there's either no exact word for that or the phrasing only works in Spanish.
Yeah, I mean, you get this a lot. I mean, heck, in any type of language, right? There are going to be some words or phrases, right, that just do not make sense in another language.
Mm-hmm.
Like, try imagining explaining to a Japanese person the whole line of it's raining cats and dogs. Like, what is the hell? Is there even a Japanese equivalent to that line?
There, like, probably is.
Yeah, but it's not going to be the exact words that I said. They're probably going to be like, oh, it's this, this, and this. And it's like, well, that's not exactly what he said. But it's like, and that's mainly what a lot of that sort of stuff usually is, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's taking the various in-jokes or cultural stuff that doesn't really make sense for average American audience member to see, you know, and make it, like, you know, make them understand the situation better.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, I know for a lot of anime fans, right? They're like, well, I understand that reference, and that's because you watch a lot of anime.
you're actually engaged in the culture outside of anime, hopefully.
Yeah, you know, so it's like, all right, you understand, I mean, you get that. And I know some people's solutions to stuff like that is like, well, why don't we do what, like, fan subs do and just put, like, a little translator note on stuff to, like, explain what that is? which is like, fair enough. That does happen sometimes in actual, like, you know, anime, right? There'll be just signs that aren't translated to English, but you have the little English of like, oh, that's what that sign says, you know, that stuff. But other times, you know, I don't know, because, again, it comes back to what I feel like is always the meme when it comes to stuff like that. It's like, why isn't there a translator note for stuff like that? Well, it's like, well, yeah, but then you go back, and then it's like, ah, the classic line from Death Note, all according to Keikaku, translation, Keikaku means plan, then why not just say plan?
That is, you know? That is exactly a really good one, too. I mean, like, the idea of localization is that you kind of have to find, like, a nice, good way to not only display what is the intended, like, there's some things that, again, make sense within the context, but, like, I don't know the right word to go with it, but you, I know you understand what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, because I feel like what I think you're trying to go with is just that, you know, like, just because it is not the exact word-to-word thing, as long as it still conveys the same meaning of what is being said, then it should still be a fine translation, right?
There's been a couple times where I've seen where, like, that's not what that actual translation is. Actually, it's other translations. Actually, it's more in line to this isn't that. I think the closest thing I can find an example was in Chainsaw Man, this is specifically the manga when they translated it to English, that a certain word was used in Japan that is a Japanese word for the exact thing, but the American translation went with a different word because that's probably the closest thing they could go with, but it's not exactly what that person was trying to say.
Right.
And that's kind of like the real issue. The issue is oftentimes language. And, you know, I kind of understand why someone's like, well, you know, AI generated, but that's not, you're not getting the exact translation.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, that sort of whole debacle is just mainly, I think, a lot of people, like I said, who are annoyed with various changes, even if they are slightly minor, or just like, screw it, just give it to an AI, or, you know, put it through Google Translate, or basically something like that, to get, like, at least close to a pure experience for these people. And, you know, like, hey, you know, that's the way it is, because if you're not, if you don't, because I feel like, from what I've seen from a lot of people's arguments from that side of the, you know, that side, is that if these people aren't doing their jobs right, then just, you know, give it to an AI, you know, that's...
Which is the one thing you don't want.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you know, it definitely feels a little bit of, I don't want to say, like, them being like, that's what you get for doing this, you know, like, it's retributive, right? But I think it's mostly because some people are just kind of like, well, I want a pure, you know, experience, right? I want to be able to, like, experience the story or whatever, whether it be a game, a movie, a book, you know, anime, stuff like that. I want the most pure experience of it. I don't want to, like, I want everything word to word. And, you know, it's like, that's not always possible. Because
because it's a different language.
And that, and, you know, and that's the thing with the AI, too. Because, like, it will do that, but then it will just, you know, make words but not make sense.
Yeah.
Right? And
so the closest thing I could always think of is whenever someone tries to use, say, Google Translate for a word in Spanish, right? Especially in considering that in terms of Spanish, there's kind of different dialects for Spanish, right? You got the Castellano. You don't know.
Different regions of both Spain and Mexico. You know, all those Spanish-speaking countries have.
There's words from El Salvador that I don't know what that means. There's stuff in Argentina that I don't know what that means. And there's stuff that, you know, in Spain, Spanish, that, you know, I don't know what that means.
Well, I think a lot of it, you know, to provide a further example of that, I mean, there's, like, if you're ever in a Spanish class, I think you probably have heard about this. You know, the, it's like a specific, like,
oh, vosotros and all that stuff?
Yeah, like, that specific language of words to use for, like, a specific situation. Yeah. but it, you know, it, that only is ever used in one region of Spain,
mm-hmm.
which has always annoyed me if I, whenever I'm in Spanish classes back in the day, being like, why do we have to learn this if it's only in one, if only one certain region in Spain talks like this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's the point?
That was always my thing, too.
Yeah, you know?
And it's always like, I'd rather learn this Spanish. I'd rather learn this Spanish. But then I'm like, bro, you're not going to get the Spanish you want.
Yeah.
I would still be like, nah, dude, trust me.
And yeah, and to go further on the whole regional dialect stuff, like,
yeah.
I mean, there are, like, when it comes to, like, a word, like, to give an example, like,
mm-hmm.
ice cream, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people say it in a lot of different ways, you know?
Yeah.
I know there is a word, like, nieve. Sometimes people say that, but that's but for other places, that word is more of just akin to just regular snow or ice.
Yeah.
When other places go with helado, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry if I'm butchering any Spanish. I apologize.
Specific regional Spanish.
Yeah, yeah, because that one for other places is more in line with what ice cream is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just kind of like, I feel like that's a similar thing, you know, when it comes to trying to translate. Say Japanese to English, because there are going to be a lot of different words that
there's
mean
even
a lot
different dialects
things.
in Japan. You have like Okinawan,
yeah,
and there's like northern parts of Japan that have their own kind of little thing going on. Like there's like, and they sometimes would put that in anime. I remember this old one. It was back in the day, man. It was like a harem anime called Sekirei. There was a character who spoke in the very like traditional style of Japanese, right? I can't recall what kind it was, but the thing I always thought was kind of funny was that, and for the dub, what they did was go with Shakespearean Old English.
Yeah, and that's something I notice a lot too when it comes to stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, if the character in the, you know, in the original Japanese dub is like from, say, like some region of Japan that's a bit more
mm-hmm.
country-like. Right, they have like a specific like accent or whatever. I think, off the top of my head, you know, it's like, I can't think of any anime specifically, but you know, it's like typically if the character sounds like, you know, seems like they're a bit of a hick, right?
Yeah.
Like, from the countryside, you know, in the dub they'll give them like a southern or like country accent, right?
Yeah, like a very hard like southern accent.
Yeah, like, well, gee, we, you know, not like that, but
yeah,
you know,
like something like the Colonel.
Yeah, like. You know, and that's to help the American audience to say, oh, they're from the country, right?
Yeah, which is a good example of, like, a good way to, you know, translate that, right? But also, like, the one I always think about, too, is, I had it right in my head, but now I lost it. Never mind then. But yeah, no, there's a lot of times where, you know, anime would do that, and with a lot of translations, you would probably have to get them, like, okay, this is from a specific country, a specific, you know, part of the world, they have this kind of different accent, they have this very, like, you know, different dialect. You're not going to get that with AI.
No, yeah. Because
it's not going to register that.
Yeah, and
it's like I said with the Google Translate, whatever you translate with through Google, what are you going to get? You're going to get, like, Spain Spanish, but if you're talking to, say, someone from, you know, Guadalajara, or say, you know, Peru, or any other, like, Spanish-speaking place, you're not going to get the exact translation.
Yeah, and granted, obviously, we're just talking about mainly sort of the, when it comes to voicing and, like, the translation stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, again, like, don't get me wrong, I, like, you know, this sort of, I think, in my opinion, right, like, you know, we have to be sort of kind of careful when it comes to stuff like this.
Yeah.
If you want to try doing, like, machine translate, like, let an AI translate for you, right? Like, you have to be very, you know, careful about if it makes it work or not. You know, like you said, like, it's not going to be able to understand a lot of other stuff and, you know, like, get certain things right. You know, because AI is not going to be able to understand that stuff, right?
You're better off just using a person, to be honest.
Yeah, but at the same time, I understand the argument from the other side.
I know where you're going with, like, you kind of get what they're coming from, but, like, for me, I kind of rather it be a person, because at least they'll be able to figure it out, or, like, there's a word. Because it's so easy to say they're just being lazy. That's kind of where I'm going with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that. It's more of you know, time, production, and all that kind of stuff. But there's better ways to go about it. You don't really have to use that as your primary thing. And I understand that's what you're also where you're going with, because I know you're not trying to be for a lot of AI. You're trying to be like, hey, if you're going to use this, you better not use this as your easy way out.
Yeah, no, I mean, if anything, I feel like the AI stuff is the more laser-your option compared to what people are saying these translators that are being hired to do this stuff do. And again, don't get me wrong, you know, like, there are, you know, groups of people or, you know, that do translations or the localization of certain stuff and kind of, like, take a bit of a hacksaw to it. I mean, there was that example of, what's his name, Jill Apocalypse?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember Jill Apocalypse.
Like, he was in charge of writing this, like, the dub script for an anime, right?
I think it was Fruit Baskets or something. It was an anime that was, shoujo anime.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, he did not like what the whole story was about, and he ended up trying to change the writing of it.
Yeah, for the English dub,
yeah,
right?
And he got ripped apart.
Rightfully so.
Rightfully so.
Because that is a thing, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's something, you know, for translation and localization companies, they have to, like, get better at. Because, I mean, you know, from my experience, you know, for video games, right, like, there is the infamous English version of the Fire Emblem Fates game.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the original Japanese, there was a certain, like, minigame that you can just do with your, you know, your characters. You can bond with them, and it's, like, a weird, like, because, you know, it's on the 3DS, so you can do, like, little, like, tapping them and, like, wiping their face and stuff like that. You know, like, it felt like kind of like you're playing Nintendogs, but with, like, anime characters.
Yeah.
Which was always kind of weird. I remember when I first heard about it, because the game came out, like, a year before in Japan, before it came to the U.S. So when you heard all this stuff, it's like, that's a little weird. I mean, you know, I mean, as a fan of Fire Emblem, that, you know, obviously, you know, the joke about it being, like, waifu emblem, right?
Yeah.
Like, well, I wouldn't necessarily 100% agree with that, but at that point, it's like, well, I feel like we're living up to the stereotype here, and
yeah,
I'll play it still. I'll just be begrudgingly having to deal with that. And for the English version, they took that game out. Like, you still are able to do that, but you just skip the whole mini game and just go straight into, ah, yes, you know, we've bonded, and, you know, your support level has been increased. And it's like, and I know a lot of people, you know, were, at least online, were very upset about that, because it's like, you took out an essential, you took out part of the game, basically, for, and, you know, kept it from a certain audience. And it's like, yeah, I won't lie, that is a little, you know.
Yeah.
And not to mention, there's other, like, various line changes and stuff. I think I told you this a while ago about, like, how these two characters that are pretty much, like, the strong, silent, like, assassin types, in the English, they just do a bunch of, like, you know, like, they don't say anything to each other.
No, it's just the muted dots
for, like, a couple of things, and that's it. But in the actual original Japanese version, they actually did have dialogue and did talk about stuff.
So yeah, personality.
You know, and it's kind of like the translators and the people, you know, making the English version kind of just went for more of a joke than actually translating, which, again, they say, all right, you know, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
When you use that as an example of how bad translations and localizations can be, I completely understand where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, they should be doing better, but using an AI is probably not, like,
no.
The best solution to that.
No.
You think it is, because it's like, it's a robot, it has no, there's no way for it to do stuff like this.
Right? It can't fuck up.
It can absolutely still fuck up, but not in the ways you think it would.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know, and I think that's sort of the thing at the end of the day for a lot of people who support that side. It's like, it doesn't matter to, like, the ability for it to fuck up in these specific ways and not getting the translation right, like, it's like, it's more important that the translation sticks more closely to the original source as, you know, as perfectly as possible, even if it will fuck up in ways that, you know, regular human people can fuck up. Because at least when it comes happens to that, it's like, okay, you understand what happened, and you just, all you have to do, if you're a company, is just hire better people at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just replacing your work staff with AI. You know? And I think that's sort of the point I kind of wanted to make with this whole discussion, right?
Yeah. No, I totally get where you're coming from. And yeah, no, there's better ways to go about it than just that. And thankfully, I feel like we've been getting a lot better, and there's just, you know, sources and references that we can all use that helps us better understand this kind of thing. And, you know, sometimes, in a rare occasion, this is just me to put, like, a nice little pin at the end of it. Sometimes, you know, it comes out for the better. You know, this, I mean, like, if we're being honest, it also works the other way around, because I still remember watching those, King of the Hill Japanese dubs, and I'm like, oh, you won't get a, you don't understand what's going on. You probably won't understand what's going on.
Yeah, you know, I mean, heck, I think a running joke that we like to always talk about is how, weirdly enough, Shrek, it, like, the Spanish.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and of Shrek, whenever we watch it, like,
speak.
It's honestly probably more funnier in Spanish than it is in English.
Yeah, because a lot of the jokes work better in Spanish. And, like, they just throw an extra level of Spanish humor in there. Like, I always think about, like, in Shrek 3, how they make fun of... Remember the Prince Charming, how...
Yeah, you know, in the original... You know, like, obviously they make fun of his clothing, right? It's like, oh, are you wearing women's clothing or whatever?
Yeah.
But the way they do it in the Spanish dub...
It's so much funnier.
It's so much funnier.
It's delivered a lot better. It's got that little, Spanish, humor.
Humor and charm and stuff, yeah.
But it's like, oh my god, this is actually even funnier.
Yeah.
Like, when you hear it in English, it's kind of like, you know, it's okay, you're making fun of the fact that he's, like, wearing women's clothes. Like,
it's a bit of a tired joke,
it's
right?
It's a tired joke.
The way they set it up.
The way they set it up in that one, I was like, oh, whoa, hold on, yeah, that's pretty funny. But yeah, no, I think this is a good idea for a conversation topic, especially when it comes to localization and a lot of other stuff. But I think that's pretty much all we have to say about this. But do let us know what you guys think. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to follow us on all social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I think it's in Jerry's most stuff on Instagram. Be sure to follow us there. And you'll see a link tree to all podcasting sites. We're officially part of like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora. Where you have a YouTube where you can comment, like, and subscribe. And, yeah, do let us know for any cool ideas or, you know, any interesting topics to talk about. We're always happy to listen. Anyways, it's been me, your boy, Eli.
It's been me, Joe.
You guys have a good one. Peace.